Welcome back, everybody, to explore the Haggadah. We continue on with the next section of Magid, which is the Manishtana. The Manishtana is a very fundamental part of the Seder experience. It's when the children ask the four questions. But we know that in the night of the Seder, when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, really we have an obligation to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. What's unique, one of the uniquenesses of the Seder night is that we need to do it in a way of question and answer. It's a very, very important part of this experience. Why is that so important that it's done in a way of question and answer? Well, that's the way the Torah describes it. The Torah says, "Ki yishalcha bincha," when your son will ask and you will tell him that we were slaves in the land of Egypt. So the way the Torah describes this mitzvah is in a way of question and answer, but that itself needs to be understood. It's a very strange thing. We don't have an equivalent to this, that we're actually obligated to do this in a way of question and answer. So in the Toldos Adam, it explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, is not just a story. It's the very foundation of our faith. It's what makes us a people. It's what makes us subservient to God, as it explains in many places, including Sefer HaChinuch and Chovos HaLevavos. It explains this, that the reason why we are, so to speak, obligated to Hashem more than any other nation is because Hashem freed us from Egypt. Therefore, we owe him our freedom. Therefore, we owe him to keep his Torah and mitzvahs. Therefore, they wanted that we should do this mitzvah of telling the story of going out of Egypt, which is so fundamental, with a great emphasis. And not just like we do every other mitzvah. You see, the danger of other mitzvahs, although this shouldn't really be by any mitzvah, but the danger of other mitzvahs is that we do it in a way of what's called mitzvahs anoshim lumada. It's like it just becomes like a habit. Put on tefillin every day. We don't like to think twice. We just put it on. We daven. We say brachas. Many times these things just become habit, are done by rote, without any meaning, without any focus. Now, of course, that's not good by any mitzvah. We're supposed to work on ourselves that every mitzvah, even if we do it every single day, even if we do it three times a day, we should do it with kavana, with intent, with inspiration. But nevertheless, there is that danger that exists by other mitzvahs and other prayers and other blessings that it becomes very much by rote. But they didn't want that the telling of the story of going out of Egypt, which is so fundamental to our entire story as a people, to our entire religion, that it shouldn't be that way. And therefore they said it shouldn't just be something that we say. If it would be something that we say, it would be another prayer. Therefore, they instituted that it should be done in a way of question and answer. It needs to be a discussion. It needs to be a back and a forth, a question and an answer. And that way, we're forced to think about what we're doing. We're forced to think about what we're saying, which is a lesson not only about Manishtana, but it's a lesson how we're supposed to run our Seder. Our Seder has to be meaningful. Our Seder has to be deep. We have to make sure that there's discussion, that there's back and forth, and that there's meaning and depth to this experience. So of course, the Manishtana on a simple level is questions that the child is asking. Why is this night different than all other nights? All other nights, we don't dip. Tonight we dip twice. All the nights we eat chametz and matzah. Tonight we only eat matzah. All the nights we eat other vegetables. Tonight we eat maror. And all the nights we lean. We sit and lean. Tonight we only lean. However, there are many different deeper mystical explanations on the Manishtana. And one beautiful one comes from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And he explains that that sentence, Manishtana Halayla, and this is something that's explained in many places. Why is this night different? It's not only referring to the Pesach night, it's referring to the night of exile. Exile is compared to nighttime, the lack of clarity, it's dark, it's difficult to see the truth. And what we're asking is, Manishtana Halayla, why is this night? Why is our exile different than all other exiles? All the other exiles were so much shorter. They had an end. Our exile has been dragging on for thousands of years. What's the reason for that? And he explains that the answer, that these four questions are actually answers to that question. It's interesting the way he explains it. In other words, Manishtana Alayla Zemi Kol Alaylois is the question. Why is this Golos different from all other Golos? And why is this exile different from all other exiles? And then we answer it with the four, so to speak, questions. That on all other nights, so he explains it like this, that all other nights, we have chametz and matzah. Tonight is only matzah. What does that mean? The word matzah could also mean matzah umiriva, which means to fight, which means to argue. And what we're saying is that in our exile, there's so much split, there's so much divide, there's so much lack of unity, which is a reason why this exile is dragging on. Another reason, which he says is hinted in the idea of Alayla Hazeh Kuloi Morar. That tonight, it's all morar, and all the nights we eat sha'or yirokos, other vegetables, means that in the past we sufficed with sha'or yirokos, which means vegetables. We were happy with a little bit. We didn't indulge too much in physical things. Nowadays, kuloi morar, nowadays we just want to be, what he says, we just want to be rich and we seek money. And that's compared to bitterness, because it says that many times richness can actually, physical wealth, can actually bitter the life of a person, can take the meaning out of the life of a person if it's not used right. And then he says that the dipping represents also indulgence, because not only you eating, you're also trying to make it taste better. This idea of being immersed in physical pleasure. And the last one is ego. That the reason why this exile drags on is because of gaiva, of arrogance. Because tonight we lean, and leaning, it could be good, and that's of course why we lean on the Seder night. But in the negative sense, leaning can also be a display of authority, of ego. So to speak, the way he explains it, that these four questions are actually representing negative things, which answers the question why this exile is dragging on for such a long time. Have a wonderful day.